Parsha of Akev, in addition to recounting Moshe's breaking of the Ten Commandments, going down from Mount Sinai and going up, also has within it the Parsha of Shema of the V'hayayim Shemoa. In the sixth Li, it's V'hayayim Shemoa, which is the section that deals with Schar Onesh, reward and punishment. And there's a connection between Moshe going down from Mount Sinai when the Jewish people were sinning, and Moshe going up when he had the when he re-chiseled, as it were, the Ten Commandments for God to write on. So when we look at the man as a sinner versus man as doing mitzvos, so you see the brisker term, a person is either a subject or an object. What does that mean? An object is like a leaf. A leaf is blown around, or you throw a bottle in the water, you know, a plastic bottle, it floats. So that's one idea, that man can be an object, incapable of independent action, and that is described by man's descent, by man going down. As Moshe, when God said to him, the people are sinning, they made a golden calf, go down, leich rei, kishi cheis amcha, go down, for your people have sinned, or are sinning. Whereas man as a subject, that's man as active, that's Moshe, when God said, ale, like, go up to me. In other words, chisel, it's heavy though, there were heavy tablets. But yet, when we are able and have the capacity of doing mitzvahs, we go up. And this is referred to in V'hayayim Shemoa, the section that deals with reward and punishment, that if we are true subjects rather than objects, then we'll be able to ascend, we'll be able to do mitzvahs, we'll be able to become partners with God. And if not, then we're like wind-blown leaves that have no independent direction or ability to go anywhere. And these concepts, of course, are linked to tshuva. These concepts, again, are preparing us for the Yamim Noraim that are coming up in 5 weeks. So when we read the Torah portion of Akev and we recount the whole story of what happened, the words aren't empty. When the words are going down or going up, it's making reference to us, to our spiritual state, of our being able to come closer to God by doing tshuva, or God forbid, the converse. So we have to make sure to focus on our ability to come closer to God, to ascend to Rabbein Hashem, irrespective of what we're holding, irrespective of how heavy the tablets were, it doesn't matter. We have that ability, but it depends on our attitude. Where are we, looking up or are we looking down? Are we descending or are we ascending? Are we a subject or are we an object? And it's clear, we have to be subjects. And just a little play on words, you know, we're subjects of the king. You know, the subject to the king or the princes. So we have to keep that in mind as well, that we have to be subjects, active participants in being the princes of God and bringing salvation for all mankind. Good night of Shabbos.